So it's a Saturday afternoon and I've just arrived at MADLAB, and here I'm with Dan Hett.
Hello.
And Mike Thompson.
Hi.
And it's the Manchester Game Jam.
Yes, which is part of the second time we've run it.
Second time.
And what we do is we run it every time there's a Ludum Dare competition, which is every 3 months, I think.
And Ludum Dare is this sort of international thing.
Yeah, it's a 48-hour game jam.
There's people all over the world.
It's all online. Yeah, so it's all online, but we find that it's better to do it around like-minded people rather than trying to do it in your house.
Yes.
I've done a couple myself, stuck in my house, and it's really, really difficult to stay motivated, particularly when it gets quite late and you're crunching on code and stuff. So we found people produce a lot more technically accomplished sort of things when they're around the developers. So we've got five or six people upstairs who are just doing that on their own. And it's a solo competition, but it's just good to be around others. But then what we do is we use that weekend to sort of throw group jams as well. Because committing to a whole weekend is quite difficult. Obviously, life tends to get in the way of these things, particularly when you're not sleeping on the Saturday night.
And families as well.
Yeah, the priorities, whole thing. Yeah. So what we do instead is we do a couple of mini jams on each of the days, and people can drop in and drop out and stuff.
Great.
And that suits sort of groups as well. We don't have any rules, we don't have any guidelines. We just pick a theme out of a hat, literally.
But if you have some diehard folk, they can stay here
all the time. Yeah, totally. I mean, we did it last time. We sort of did a three-hour game, and then we liked it, and we carried on working until like 11 at night, and then came back in at like 9 and carried on working it. So, you know, it sort of caters to everybody. I mean, we've got some complete beginners, we've got a couple of really young kids, a couple of sort of seasoned pros, and they're generally mixed up in groups and stuff. But we've got a couple of guys over there from Young Rewired State who are producing.
I'll go and talk to them in a little while. Now, Mike Thompson, are you a gamer?
I am a gamer, yeah. I've come here because I composed a few audio bits for Flash games.
Okay.
And want to get involved with people who aren't just my friends at university.
Right. Now, are we talking about music, electronic music?
Largely electronic music, okay. Yeah. A lot of lo-fi stuff and sound effects.
Cool. We find that, as a developer, it's always missing.
Okay.
The audio thing is something that really gets left out.
Because... Is there a tendency for a lot of people to think in either the code or the visuals?
Yeah, people tend to split into those two camps. Yes. It's very, very rare that we get somebody who turns up and says, "I just do the music," which is great.
Well, this is Mike. Yeah. So Mike's just doing I just do the music.
It really makes it, though. It really does. Yeah. And like, it's all great sort of getting stuff up and running, but like, in terms of like the feel of a game, it's something that's criminally overlooked, not even in game jam environments. I mean, even sort of in actual game development, I think it does get overlooked.
So Mike, if music is being overlooked in games, or sound is being overlooked, the audio, what would you be saying to these kind of people?
Well, I'd suggest that there's a few games out there, like indie games like Slender, which use sound in a beautiful way and really use it to create atmosphere, and they just need to look at those games and...
So the sound really adds to the experience. Mm. And do you think it should be something that people can tell it's there, or it should be something that they feel that they're almost unaware of it?
I like it to be so that they're slightly unaware of it, so that it's all happening on in the back of their head. So they don't realise that why they're feeling tense until they've done it, or why they feel that this moment is epic.
So why have you turned up at the game jam today? What are you hoping to get?
I have no idea. I just wanted to meet people. I've just moved to Manchester recently and just...
Oh, cool. It's a great way to meet people and get established.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in the room I'm looking at, there's about 12, 15 people here. Are there more?
Probably got another 20. I think we've put 20 upstairs. Although I think a few of them have actually migrated downstairs. So people just tend to sort of set up camping or something. Like we really carefully laid out tables upstairs, and people have kind of moved everything around. A couple of people have come downstairs and like they're on couches and things. So I think the whole idea is just to kind of get into a way of making stuff that you're comfortable with, rather than being sort of in an office-y kind of environment. So
I'll take some photos later, but one thing that's encouraging is there's quite a diverse range of ages.
Yeah, absolutely. Ages and abilities.
And abilities,
really,
so. And backgrounds probably as well. You know, we've got sound people turning up.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, like, it really, really is. I mean, a lot of the more sort of pro developers, I mean, like, certainly for me, I do all of my work in quite a standard sort of enclosed environment, and actually the opportunity to get out there and use your skills in a completely different way,
and you never know what opportunities that could lead to,
absolutely.
In terms of career development and things like that.
Absolutely. I mean, like, I've changed jobs now as a result of working with somebody I met at the game jam last time. So it's like, and it really, really does sort of affect people. I mean, like, I've had people who have picked up most of their...
I'm doing a countdown. And we're out of time.